It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll ask for your thoughts on how you'd change elections to get more people to actually show up and vote.
But first, the next step in a Wisconsin police-involved shooting is in the hands of the Dane County District Attorney. The state has completed its investigation of the death of Tony Robinson in Madison, but the details haven't been released and won't be until the DA decides whether or not to press charges against the officer involved.
The family of Tony Robinson held a press conference earlier this week saying they've, in effect, lost faith in that investigation process. They don't think, ultimately, that justice will be served. Jerome Flowers acted as a spokesman for the family in that press conference. He joins us here in the studio. Jerome, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
And Tony Robinson's mother, Andrea Irwin, also joins us here in the studio. Andrea, thank you for coming up.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Jerome, you took the lead in this press conference earlier, expressing why previously you'd had faith in this investigation and now you don't. What had changed? What led to that?
Well, initially, when this all happens, you know, you can understand that the family is trying to deal with such a loss, you know, trying to catch their footing, trying to mourn, and just naturally, we had faith because we didn't know the individuals and the agency of the system, so we give them that common respect and courtesy that everyone deserves, you know? In other words, everyone starts with the A, you know, when you don't know the individuals and you don't know the system. The change or instance, so to speak, is a result of more contact and interactions with, you know, the policies and protocols, and getting a better understanding of the laws and practices that governs officers involved deaths, such as Wisconsin Act 348 and Wisconsin Assembly Bill 409. So just having a better understanding of those things leads to more questions.
And Andrea, you're worried that justice isn't going to be done for your son ultimately, is that right?
I'm not necessarily worried that it won't be done. I'm just, right now I have a lack of information, and for that, just being a mother itself is scary enough. And I want there to be justice done on some level for the loss of my son's loss of life. I'm just worried in general, just because I don't know anything, so it's hard to sit and even try to understand the whole thing.
The idea, as I understand it, for not having this information out there for the public is that it won't bias the investigation. Do you wish you had some access to that information yourself as the mother of Tony Robinson?
Of course. Not knowing is one of the worst things that I'm going through right now. All I know is that my son is deceased, and not having information is one thing that will make a person, you know, stay up at night and, you know.
And based on, well, I'm sorry, go ahead, Jerome.
You know, it's one thing, you know, not for any information to be released, you know, to the public and sort of to keep everything under wraps. It's a different thing when you start to see some of the media and how the narrative is being played out and orchestrated, you know, and the documents that are being released and sort of putting, you know, Tony on trial. You know, his father, you know, is on trial. His mom's, you know, is on trial. And even some of the documents released last Friday talked about the police incidents to 1125, which is the house. So when everyone involved with Tony's character is on trial, you know, and that's the only information that's being released, it kind of paints a false narrative.
And you're saying this is character assassination, these document releases.
Right. Because the documents that were released were made to make people believe that they were about my son, and they were not. One of the media releases said that, you know, incidents of police contact dating back to 1997. Well, my son was 2 years old in 1997. So
in addition, we would just like, you know, equity of, you know, information to be released, you know, by some you know, forums of the media. So if you want to, you know, release, you know, Tony's past, then also do the same diligence to Officer Kenny's, you know, his 9 incidents of using force against Madison residents since 2011. And 2011 is when they changed the policy so that Madison Department kept track, you know. So those, if you know, information is going to be released, you know, do a more thorough, equitable type of release of information in terms of that. Or, you know, also talk about, you know, I noticed they didn't release any citizen complaints on Officer Kenny, you know, about Officer Kenny. And I'm aware that there are complaints out there. I also know that they didn't go into much detail about what happened in 2007 with his first, you know, on-duty killing. So our stance is, you know, if people want to reserve, you know, and not give out information, that's fine. You know, in terms of, you know, public security, then that's fine. But make it equal in the distribution of information that's available to the public, so it doesn't just paint one narrative.
Madison Police Chief Mike Koval said in a blog post, the department released these documents because of a lot of open records requests. He released what he could about Officer Kenny, about the location, about your son, and he had to leave other things out because of the ongoing investigation. That you don't find that satisfactory?
The open records request was, I believe, records request on my son. The police, I'm sure, know the difference between a senior and a junior. And the records that were released were 99.9% not about junior. So, I mean, I don't see why anyone would be requesting open records upon my son's father, me, or anybody else in my family when this incident only involves my son and Officer Kenny.
We're talking about the police-involved shooting of Tony Robinson in Madison. The investigation completed, waiting for the DA to decide whether to file charges against the officer involved. We have Jerome Flowers, who's been a spokesman for Tony Robinson's family, and Tony Robinson's mother herself, Andrea Irwin, is with us. Some people are trying to take lessons of this and say, what can we do better in the future? Are there things that you could have seen in this investigation that would have given you more confidence that maybe, God forbid, there's a next time, it could be done better?
Yes, I would say one thing that can be done better next time is, you know, people educating themselves in terms of the acts I talked about, the Wisconsin Act 348 and Wisconsin Assembly Bill 409, both of which governs officer-involved death. Because the headline states a complete, you know, independent investigation, but as you go through those documents, an independent investigation is not explicitly stated in those documents. So educating the public so they have a better understanding of their rights, what those bills actually say, and not just going off the headlines, but actually reading the fine print.
Are there things you'd like to see change with the way police do their job, do their business, to avoid this kind of instance, this kind of shooting in the future? I mean, again, today we're talking about what's going on in South Carolina now.
I think that my mom had previously spoke, and what she said was, you know, to make a lot of sense, and whether it can happen or not, as far as, like, the more extensive training for police, giving them a year or two of on-the-job training without being able to have a gun until it's more... they're more, get further along in having time on the police force, getting to know people in their neighborhood that they work, you know, having that relationship is very, very important. And just since this seems to be something that's happening so often now, to be able to have training specific to what do you do when you get in these situations to avoid another young person from being taken. These situations, you know, I just think that the training needs to be reevaluated in whole.
In addition, due to the nature of their job, in terms of what we would like to see, you know, mental health and wellness screening being ongoing. You know, as we see some of our veterans when they come home, you know, they're always in crisis mode. You know, just that takes an emotional toll and trauma when you're always dealing with issues of, you know, crisis and, you know, seeing people at their worst moments. Just making sure that our officers, you know, are, have the support they need, in terms of mental health, screening, checks and things of that nature, so that they can feel comfortable and, more secure in situations of crisis.
Now, in the question of whether charges get filed against Officer Kenny, there was a private autopsy for your son. You're hoping the DA reviews this before making his decision on whether to press charges. What do you want him to see in this? What do you want him to review? I'm sorry.
Well, we know that he's in a tough position, given that anytime there's an officer involved death, the DA is put in a tough position. And out of, common respect and compassion for him and the situation that he's facing, because we know it's a tough decision, we want to make sure that he's as informed as possible so that he has the opportunity to make the best decision, because we feel that's only fair. And if we were in that situation, we would also want to make sure that we have the best available information before we make such a big decision.
Andrea, obviously a horrible time for your family without all this public attention, without everything that's going on. How has your family been doing now, a month after Tony's death?
The time that passed has not made any difference. For me, actually, the longer things go, the more it becomes real. When those types of things happen, it was more surreal to me in the beginning because of all that was going on. I couldn't wrap my mind around it, and it's more so every day that passes, it's another day that I haven't seen my son. There's a statement people say, time heals all wounds and things get better with time. And for me, it hurts more every day. And my family is a very strong family and we're very close. So we've been very, very, loving and supportive to each other. And I think that that's one of the things that's been helping us get through this is the fact that we are there to love and support each other as much as we can be. So...
And then looking ahead, are you expecting the DA to file charges against the officer? Do you, based on what you know, hope that he will?
Well, historically, we know that it's been virtually impossible for an officer to be indicted without video footage. So we understand the task at hand and what we face.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there for now, and we'll be watching to see what happens. Jerome, thanks for joining us in the studio.
Thank you.
And Andrea, thanks for coming up at a tough time.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Andrea Irwin, mother of Tony Robinson, Jerome Flowers. He's been a friend and a spokesman for Tony Robinson's family, talking about the investigation into the police-involved shooting death of Tony Robinson in Madison.